This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Guess what? 7 months from today is Christmas.
Ah.
How about that, Victoria?
Oh, I can't.
Monday, May 25th. It's Memorial Day on the DJV program. Doug Steffen here without Victoria, without Jennifer, but Victoria is here. And before we get lost in the dreams of summertime, there have been discussions about the pest that is that the best way of describing it? The maggots that are in strawberries. That's pretty much the bottom line. So, and we know that this particular species of maggots came from China. So here's another one for you. The cicadas, how do you pronounce it?
Cicadas.
Yeah. Okay, well, they're back in big time presence down in Florida. You'd be happy to know. You know, the old horror movies.
They don't do anything, right? They just make noises.
Yeah, they make noise and they get eaten by other bugs.
Yeah, so, but they don't bite humans.
No, they don't seem to. But they affect the crops,
sounds.
Make a lot of noise.
Yeah.
Right. But they're from right out of the old horror movies. You know, the images they have. Like the image of that new killer bee that came from China.
Or wherever
it came from. Those things, though, you look at the pincers that they have.
That man. Hornet. What was it called?
Yeah,
there's a name for it. There's a scary
hornet
name for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Murder
all
hornet.
The murder hornet. That's it. Right. Exactly.
Thank you.
Okay.
I knew it was something really severe.
Something like that. Right. Despite all of that, this is the really solid beginning of the growing season. And one of the things that I always give thanks for thinking about Memorial Day is it's the day by this time, by this week on the farm anyway, you need to have, I have two large hay fields that I'm going to be seeding. One of them I'm going to seed today, the other one probably tomorrow and the next day. Because by the time you get to the end of May, things start to warm up and the soil gets too hot for the stuff to germinate properly, especially without moisture. But a lot of my friends who are on truck farms are really going right to town this year for the reasons that we are underscoring the fact that many people are now discovering to their delight, or to my delight, or our delight, those of us who are farmers, in addition to me being a broadcaster, I'm a farmer. And I love seeing the people come in droves this weekend to my farm see the new calves and to look at the cows and talk to the chickens and do all the things that you can do. It's an awakening for people who even in generational terms, the generation behind mine or yours, which you're two generations behind me, right, Victoria? Aren't you? Yeah, you're two generations.
Mm-hmm. I guess,
me.
Yeah. There's so many now. I can't keep up.
Right, exactly. But
you're a boomer. That's all we know.
I am, yeah. I'm a boomer. And so under the circumstances, I grew up and most people around me at least knew where food came from. But the younger you are, the less likely you are to understand where the food comes from. And now we're really into, we'll have, the longest day is on the 21st of June. So all the warmth and seeing things grow, the trees are fabulous this year, things growing so well, we got a lot of rain, and that's a good thing. The curse is you have a lot of rain, but the good thing is you got a lot of rain, because it helps so many things. I transplanted a bunch of trees last fall, and they've all taken, for the most part, I had to pull one out and throw it away, but for the most part, they've done well. The people are now starting home gardens, very cool, and Memorial Day is a good time for you to spend some time because you have the day. Plant your tomato plants now. It's okay. Good time to do. I think most any kind of a plant you can put out and feel comfortable that it's going to grow and not have any negative impact from the weather. But you got to make sure you water all that stuff too. You plant it, you got to water it. Make sure you do all of that. Yes, acknowledging that today is Memorial Day 2020. The Decoration Day, I've gone through the history of this any number of times. Last Monday in May serves most importantly as a time to honor those who have died while fighting. And this is not about, I in disgusting terms, talk about the people who have died for no good reason, but they still died. They were asked to do something. They did what they were asked to do. And so for that, we are grateful. We acknowledge what it, you know, what families, the price that a lot of families pay for this. And if you're still alive and going through some of the horrors of having to live with some of the results of the things that some of these men and women have had to, you know, in past wars, it was, you know, it was kind of, it was brutal, but it was, there wasn't the kind of attention paid. Once you had, you met your maker, it was over. But these days, you know, with the stuff we can do to help patch people up and put them back to, you know, hopefully to some value, but just the fact that they lose the limbs and stuff, I just find it abhorrent and needless. And the people that run around and you know, these phonies that put the flags on their truck and run around and, you know, talk about America, but they haven't put on a uniform. Excuse me. No. Doesn't worry. I didn't put on a uniform. And it wasn't, it was kind of a strange reality because I was going into the Navy. I think I've told you the story, Victoria, before of how I was teaching school and I had signed up for the Navy. And
I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, I'd gone. It was February of 1968, just as we're getting into Vietnam, and I was 1A. Man, I was ready to go. Bingo, bango. I was teaching school though, and the superintendent didn't want me to leave until the end of the year. So I had made my plans, and he said, "Don't do anything until," because in those days I knew all these people that were. As I was teaching school, I knew all of the teachers and the administrators. They'd all been there when I was coming up through the school system. So, and they knew me for whatever the reason. So the superintendent said, don't do anything until you hear from me. I don't want to disrupt the class because I had come in just after school started. A woman who was teaching the classes that I ended up teaching had become sick, and so I became the replacement. And I didn't want to disrupt the classes again for the second time in the same year. So he said, I'll talk, I'll see what I can do to get you deferred. Well, when I heard deferred, I thought he meant till the end of the school year. So I did not stop my plans. And he said, don't do anything until you hear from me or the draft board again. Well, guess what? From that day to this, I never heard from the draft board, nor did I hear from him again. So, you know, I took it to mean that I wasn't supposed to go. No, it wasn't meant to be. But I would have because I've got my father was in the Coast Guard, my uncles were all in the Navy, and so I would have done that. My greatest, my uncle Dudley, who for whom I am named, was the commander of the Wahoo, USS Wahoo, which sunk more Japanese tonnage second part of the Second World War than any other sub in the Pacific Fleet. But man, I could not see myself in a submarine. I would not. It just wasn't. Being in one of those things, I'm a little claustrophobic. Can you imagine spending these things? Have you ever been inside of a submarine? They have them on tour. You can go to the Groton,
yes,
Connecticut.
Not in water. Yes. I'm trying to think. Up in Rhode Island. Yeah. A couple different places. Yes.
It's in Connecticut. The Groton Navy Base. You can see subs there go in them. And even the newer ones. Excuse me. That have a lot more room in them. You go into some of those World War II subs that they have on display, you can't imagine how 84 men lived in that circumstance, underwater for weeks and weeks and weeks at a time. Mm-hmm. It's just, God bless them. That's the kind of stuff that makes you proud to be an American, I think, in that circumstances. Those people who can do that deserve our love, attention, and affection. So anyway.
Do you want another great veteran story?
Yeah, I would like another story. Yes, please.
This is a story that went viral and global very quickly. Do you remember the story of Colonel Tom Moore? He was the British veteran. He was a captain in, I believe, the British Navy. He set a goal during the COVID-19. He was quarantined at home in April, just like everybody else. And mm-hmm. So he set a goal for himself that he was going to raise, I think he wanted to raise 1,000 euros. And he was going to do it by getting people to sponsor him, and he walked laps in his back garden. And so he wanted, his goal was, he wanted to raise 1,000 euros, and he was going to walk 100 laps by his 100th birthday, which was at the end of April. Well, he began on April 8th, and he did 10 laps, and he uses a walker, so he's by himself, so he's doing his laps in his garden, and he always dressed up in his uniform every day. It's super cute, all the pictures that went global. And so it turns out that the story just kept snowballing, and to date, he made it he did 100 laps. By the time he turned 100 years old, he raised 33 million euros.
Wow.
He started with a goal of 1,000 and raised 33 million euros. And this money is going to various British charities, the NHS, it's the National Health Service charities, and they have they're supporting patients and staff and people who have been affected by COVID-19. But now the update on Colonel Tom is he's going to be knighted. And so he was given a special nomination for knighthood by Boris Johnson. Queen Elizabeth approved it, and so he will be, I don't know if they have a date yet set for when he will be knighted, but they made the announcement while he was on BBC Breakfast, which is like a, Good Morning America over there.
Right.
And so he's so cute. He's sitting there in his chair, and he's got all of his medals and his commendations on, and they make the announcement that he's going to be knighted, and his face is just priceless. It's one of the coolest stories that has come out of the whole pandemic. People following him and just rooting him on, and to be 100 years old and to make that goal of not only exercise but to try to give back to charities that he said were helping so many people. It was just it's all around. It's just the perfect kind of story.
Mm-hmm.
So congrats to I guess he'll be Sir Colonel Tom Moore.
Sir, Your Excellency, Sir Colonel. Yep, that's good. Good stuff. And what's Boris? Is Boris Johnson out of the hospital? Is he okay now?
Oh, yeah, he's fine.
Yeah,
yep.
He's all right. All right. The story today, which is consistent with my stories about various products that I'm happy to represent on the air, the fact that the folks at MyPillow continue to make inroads. A lot of people, obviously, have lots of beds in their homes. Some people have, four or five bedrooms, and they have to have four pillows on each bed, that kind of stuff. That's pretty big business for the folks at MyPillow. And a lot of people changed during the COVID thing because they realized that you could wash and dry the pillows and do it with regularity. So I've made no bones about the fact that I've been doing that. I did it again last night to MyPillows. There are other things going on at MyPillow, though. You go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, you'll see the BOGO sale, buy one, get one free, that applies to not only the pillows, but to sheets, to towels, to duvets, to all of the various pillows. They're not just the pillows that you have on your bed, but they are the roll and go pillows, the all-purpose cushions, travel pillows, you name it, they're there. So upgrading your sheets and the things that you have at home, now is a great time to do it because you get the buy one get one free sale and financing available for everything that you buy from MyPillow over $200. What a great deal on one of America's great products. Yes, made in America for Americans. Go to Radio Listener Specials page, MyPillow.com. Use the promo code DJV when you check out to get the BOGO benefits. MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware, not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients, American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
This song, Joe Walsh, the Eagles. The summer tour has been postponed. Joe is going to serve as host of his old-fashioned rock and roll radio show, which began last Saturday on a Southern California public radio station in L.A., 88.5. Apparently, Walsh is a longtime listener, contributor to the public radio station. So he reached out to the people at the station asking how he could help. Knowing that COVID would likely cripple its revenue, the public station serves the community I live in, funded by listeners. Walsh said, "I like that men with ties don't decide what I listen to. My show will be a mixture." That tickles me for reasons that I might explain later. The show is a mixture of music I love, music I think people will want to hear, and stories behind some of these songs that I'm pretty sure nobody knows about. I love that stuff. When jocks tell, I used to tell stories about music and stuff, what I knew when I was playing music, and the boss just came in and told me to shut the blank up and play the music. Anyway, Walsh is going to broadcast his old-fashioned rock and roll radio show from his home every Saturday at 6 o'clock Pacific time. And then it's on their website as well at 88.5. Joe will have free reign to take over the programming duties for this hour, said the general manager. His playlist and blend of stories and anecdotes should make for an engaging 60 minutes. I agree with that.
He's a great storyteller. I'm going to definitely stream this next Saturday. I want to check this out.
Yeah, yeah. And he's going to bring in probably some guests. He certainly knows everybody in the rock world. So the general manager said...
Well, his brother-in-law is Ringo, so
yeah, right
there. Start with the Beatle. That's a good first guess.
Right there. The general manager said it's flattering to have rock legends listening and financially supporting the station. Why? They're listeners and they're human beings. Why shouldn't they be listening like everybody else? They're no different than anybody else other than they do something different for a living, but they put their pants on one leg at a time, have to go to the bathroom and take a shower every day. So I'd say that it was, it's okay. Good. It'll get them some attention, some fundraising, and that's A-okay. Next up, speaking of aging rockers, is Eric Clapton, this time with B.B. King. Wow. There's something about Eric Clapton I always have loved as well from his days in Cream. And I actually played the music and understood it. Eric Clapton and B.B. King's 2000 collaborative album, Riding with the King, reissued for its 20th anniversary, with two previously unreleased tracks coming up the 26th of next month. Listen to these two guys together. Listen to this. It's a Muddy Waters song. The 1950, been interpreted by a number of artists like Clapton and Cream in their first album, Fresh Cream, that came out in the mid-60s. The version Clapton recorded with B.B. King decades later finds the pair sharing vocal duties and swapping guitar licks. Here's a perfect example of that. How do you like this?
Sounds... I had this album. This is a great album.
Did you? Yeah. Yeah. The other unreleased track on the anniversary edition of Riding with the King will be a cover of Willie Dixon's Let Me Love You, Baby. You got that? Yeah. Uh-huh. See, this is the kind of jazz I can ingest.
Yeah, I know you say you don't like blues, but that's the basis of everything that you do like, so.
I know. It's funny, isn't it, huh? B.B. King died in 2015. He talked about collaborating with Clapton and how inevitable it was. Well, I think we kind of approached each other. People praise me for playing guitar, and I know Eric is number one. So there it is, the story of their collaboration on the surface again, 28 past the hour.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free ultra pure fish oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit purityd.com. That's purityd.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Do you want to learn to speak a new language but don't have enough time? Then you need to try Babbel, the language learning app that you can try for free right now at Babbel.com. Babbel's lessons are just 15 minutes or less, and you can go at your own pace. You'll be amazed at how easy Babbel makes it. Start your first lesson in the language of your choice for free. Just download the Babbel app or go to Babbel.com now. That's Babbel.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
It's Memorial Day in America, the day set aside to remember those who have made the ultimate sacrifice to protect our nation's freedoms. Non-U.S. residents who travel to Brazil within 2 weeks will not be allowed entry into the U.S. as the president has issued a new travel ban in response to the virus pandemic, which has been picking up in South America. People are getting out of their homes across our nation this weekend to celebrate the holiday. Some examples: yesterday, folks packed a bar at Lake of the Ozarks in Missouri with images on social media showing many not social distancing. A similar scene played out at a nightclub in Arizona where boxer Floyd Mayweather made an appearance, and on the boardwalk in Ocean City, Maryland.
It's really crowded. It's beautiful out. You know, it's fun. Everybody's having fun.
President Trump is to visit Fort McHenry in Baltimore today to mark the holiday, and this is USA Radio News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
As we told you earlier, lots of people have been turning out to attractions and beaches and boardwalks again as restrictions have been loosened despite the ongoing pandemic. But USA Radio's Wendy King reports a former government official says things need to go slowly.
Former FDA Commissioner Scott Gottlieb says the coronavirus is not yet safely contained. He says on CBS's Face the Nation, people must be willing to make major changes in their lives.
We need to define a new normal. So when we get back to work, we need to get back to work differently. Narrow your circle of friends that you interact with. Try to go shopping a little less. Try to group your shopping to maybe one time a week or two times a week instead of going out every day.
He says we may not be able to fully contain the virus until a vaccine is developed. He also says there's the possibility of more outbreaks or even epidemics in some cities and states. But he says in the long run,
that's what we need to be focused on right now, getting the tools in place to prevent that in the fall.
And Brad Keselowski has picked up his first win in the 2020 NASCAR Cup Series season, taking the checkered flag at the Coca-Cola 600 Charlotte Motor Speedway last night. He crossed the line ahead of Jimmy Johnson, whose car was later disqualified after failing post-race inspection. And it promoted Chase Elliott from third place to second. Ryan Blaney, Kyle Busch, and Kevin Harvick rounded out the top five. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Fabulous. I wish more people could get the innate meaning and feeling of what some of these great traditional patriotic songs mean, Victoria. This is the DJV Show, by the way. Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. On this Memorial Day 2020,
and no, I one's hear some new one in a while, right?
No.
I guess what's that guy's name? I always forget his name. You know that "God Bless the USA" song. You know who I mean.
Lee Greenwood. Thank you.
Yeah. That's probably the most recent one I can think of.
Yep. I just listened to these. I think the Chicago Symphony Chorus here with "America the Beautiful," but then. There's also the Battle Hymn of the Republic, which has... I like "America the Beautiful," for my taste, should be our national anthem. I just think it speaks more to what we're kind of all about, from sea to shining sea. But for days like today, this song has impact because it seems to mean a lot to those who have been in the service. And it's sort of in musical sense kind of... tells the story. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Glory, glory, hallelujah. I think that's pretty appropriate. The Memorial Day message here, not just about some of the bigger wars. It seems I think somebody said this. I chuckle about it, but it's kind of true. Since we were founded, before we became a country, we were at war, and we've been at war pretty consistently through the entire history of our country. You know that, right? Look back through all of the years where there wasn't, after the Revolutionary War, there were the Indian Wars, the Franco-American War, the Barbary Wars, the War of 1812, the West Indies Wars, the Texas War of Independence, the Mexican-American War, the Texas Border War, the Civil War, the war in the Pacific within Mexico. I mean, we've been the Spanish-American War, the Philippine War, Samoan War, China's Boxer Rebellion. And you just go through the list. There are literally almost 100 wars that we've been involved in one way or another over the course of our history. So we talk about the British as being the most imperialistic, but we've actually been the most warlike of any. We've gotten involved. To be fair, many of the wars that we've been involved in have been wars to help people, you know, to help folks out, get on the side of what was at the time thought to be right. So that's the battle hymn of the Republic. And then there's the Star Spangled Banner. Oh, say, can you see? A lot of people call it that. I don't get excited about the Star Spangled Banner. I think I get excited about what it means, but I don't get excited about the song. What excites me, as I said, is America the Beautiful. So what about you, Victoria?
I love America the Beautiful. I think it's that's always, you know, I think that's a beautiful song. You know, our national anthem, I guess you don't really think about it much, but when you hear, during the Olympics is this time where I always really pay more attention, I think, to the anthem, because you hear the other anthems from other countries.
Yeah.
And I always think the Canadian one is so pretty.
Mm-hmm.
Just the melody of it is a very pretty song.
Isn't it the same as God Save the Queen?
No, that's different.
Oh, it is, okay.
Yeah, O Canada is different.
You know what is also played a lot today? Taps. When people go to the cemeteries, the story, actually, this is a true story. July of 1862, after the 7 days of battles at Harrison's Landing near Richmond, the wounded commander of the 3rd Brigade, 1st Division, General Daniel Butterfield, reworked with his bugler, who's a fellow named Oliver Wilcox Norton, another bugle call, and it created, it was the time that Lights Out, sort of, was the original usage for this. I don't know if you have that there or not. I didn't ask you to find it, Phil, but if you think about Taps and what it's about, there are words. Most people don't know that there are words. Benny Goodman did the first sort of commercial version of it. Day is done, gone the sun, from the hills, from the lake, from the skies, all is well, safely rest, God is nigh, go to sleep, peaceful sleep, may the soldier or sailor God keep, on the land or in the deep, safe in sleep. Those were the words that went with Taps that came out during that time in 1862. So, I just think about some of the people also who have been famous actors that were in the service. Clark Gable, Jimmy Stewart, Henry Fonda, men who had commissions, significant commissions in the war. Remember Jim Garner talking about being James Garner, the actor, being in the service, and he liked playing role. He did a lot of Army. You know, you were saying, was it last week you said Tom Hanks, he's come up with another World War II movie?
Yeah.
Are they going to ever run out of stories? And the answer is no. There's so many stories of what happened. Honoring the memory of those who have died while in military service to our country. Kind of fitting that we remember those people who died, mostly whether you like the fact that, you know, they went to places that seem useless for us to get involved in, but the other side of it is they all died because we asked them to, or they volunteered to. So that's where my thoughts are today when I'm thinking about the people that come. I couldn't have my farm, I couldn't have the freedom to do this radio program were it not for all these people who, in many instances, serious, when there were serious problems, they stepped up And that's why, you know, we're here, Victoria. Mm-hmm. And they're speaking. We're free. Some travel news. Speaking about freedom, traveling around the country usually in a traditional year would be everybody's out on the road today. How is that panning out? Are we having a lot of traveling this weekend?
Well, I don't know about this weekend, but certainly for the summer season, as we hit the month of June, as you mentioned earlier on the show, that RV rentals are up by 450% in the month of May, 450% increase in business. And so it's great news. If you are in the RV business, then that is really good news for you. The price of gas is also still pretty low. $1.89.
Yeah, we're about that here. Yep. Same. Yep.
So families are deciding that they want to take a vacation. People have been in lockdown for a long time, depending, of course, on where you live. If you're on the coasts, then you might have a lot of cabin fever because we've been under lockdown for a while. And so one thing to keep in mind as people will be taking their RV rentals and maybe driving across country to a lot of national parks, in order to make sure that we don't hit a second spike of infections, the Yosemite is actually going to require reservations this year. And they are going to do, they're going to be reopening. The plan is to reopen in June. And so they, in this new system, you can go on to recreation.gov and then you can book your reservations. You can do camping reservations, backcountry permits, things like that. Just make sure though that if you are planning on visiting any of the large national parks, that you check in advance that you can't just drive in because they are cutting the number of vehicles by half. Mm-hmm. So that's, you know, and overnight reservations are also going to be cut in half. So just make sure that if you are going to, if this is on your bucket list for the summer, then just make sure you plan ahead because everything is switching to online. So you don't have to pay in person. You pay online in advance mm-hmm. and everything like that. So, but Yosemite is expecting a lot of crowds. And
beautiful
so,
place, man. It is a beautiful place. I'm so thankful that I've had the ability to travel into every state in this country and see some of the magnificence. This country is so varied. There's so much about it to love. I can't imagine why people don't respect it better than they do, you know, the trash and things that they lay. That's really, it's so disheartening and disrespectful. Have that as part of what we have to deal with. But the other side of it is to look around and see what you have to be thankful for. What beauty there is in this country. Wow. Now, the business news here, the opposite end of the scale from the RV business is the car rental business. I don't know how many of you heard this. Hertz filed for bankruptcy at the end of last week because of COVID-19. They've been renting cars. They've been in the car rental business since the first cars were made by Henry Ford. Their first cars were Ford Model Ts. Mr. Hertz bought a dozen of them from his friend Mr. Ford, and he started renting them. And they've been in the business ever since. So they've been through a lot of stuff. By declaring bankruptcy, Hertz says they intend to stay in business, restructuring its debt. Now, you couldn't imagine. Can you imagine not having Hertz as a car rental company? It's really, but the most of their rental at the airport locations is where they make their money. The other car rental, they own Dollar and Thrifty and Firefly, and so it's like they've all consolidated. Enterprise owns not only Enterprise, but they own Alamo. And they own National, and I think there's one other one. So they're pretty much concentrated in the hands of two big companies. Enterprise is still closely held by a family. Hertz is a public company, so that may explain the reason for them going bankrupt. I'd be surprised if Enterprise did it. They probably got a lot of money, though, out of the feds to keep themselves going. I'm going to bet on that. Other business news, Victoria's Secret, another one biting the dust, or at least in part, closing 25% of their stores. Do you go to Victoria's Secret, Victoria? With that name, mm-hmm. you should be. Yes.
Well, I haven't been in, living in Manhattan, there isn't really a mall, but I went into the standalone stores. Yeah. So, I know malls are having a tough time, and Victoria's Secret, as a brand, I know Jen and I have talked about this a lot, they just have been... Part of the problem is they've been run by old men who are creeps.
Yep.
And we know now all the horrible stories about the models being harassed and these two old creepy guys who ran it. And then they stepped aside sort of, I think, ceremoniously. And then a woman came in and tried to take over. And it just, they're
too
so
far.
Out of touch.
Gone, yeah.
And they're just, at this point, they just went so far out of touch with what an actual American woman wants in a lingerie brand. And
And you can get the stuff everywhere else cheaper.
Yeah.
Most of the stuff, anyway.
Well, and it's also the total lack of variety in sizes.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. That's just, you know, when Rihanna came along and launched her own Fenty lingerie brand, it was so inclusive of so many different sizes that women could never find before.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, without doing specialty orders and things like that. And Victoria's Secret just was and remained tone deaf and only wanted, I guess, girls who are a size zero and no older than 22 to be wearing their stuff. And, you know, that's just not sustainable as a business
out of
practice.
Touch. Out of touch. Yep, right. All right, well, hopefully their online sales grew, though, last year. I guess that was one positive thing. The same company, L Brands, owns Bath and Body Works. You ever go into one of them?
Not in a very long time, no. But they sold a lot of hand sanitizer, so that was a big spike for them
that's
recently.
Probably that's
no, it
business.
Really was. Yeah.
Because
people were realizing, if you can't go into a CVS or a drugstore or a pharmacy, and if you can't find hand sanitizer, which no one could, then the only other option, people started realizing, you know what? Bath and Body Works makes hand sanitizer, and that's where people went.
Well, it's one of those iconic American brands, it seems, in the last... 30 years or so, it's become synonymous with most of many of us grooming products anyway. So that takes care of that. There's a study out today. Listen, we've been talking about losing weight and using the facilities during this COVID-19 thing of the folks at Calitrin. And I was hoping that we were going to go in the other direction, that people were going to lose weight, protect themselves. But in fact, the first study is out, Victoria, not that this is a surprise, but gaining weight during self-isolation has been a huge, pardon the pun, a problem.
It is.
People
are stressed out. They're eating comfort food. They're ordering pizza. They're baking bread like it's going out of style.
Oh, my God,
everybody with the bread, the banana bread and all the quarantine cakes was a whole trending thing.
The average American has put on 5 pounds since the pandemic began.
Mm-hmm.
The major factors, obviously, alcohol, eating carbs, you know, that kind of stuff, ice cream.
Yep.
It's any
type of comfort food.
Yep.
It's, you know, you feel like you've lost control of the world, and so people get stressed out, and then they just search out more carbs.
All right, fix the problem. Go to toploss.com. I'm telling you, this is the way to lose weight and keep it off. The only natural weight loss formula that works is Calitrin. Go to calitrin.com or toploss.com. Use the code DJV. Get the three free after you buy three and free shipping. DJV code toploss.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone, anytime. When violent crime confronts you, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For personal protection training, there's none better than FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility near Las Vegas, Nevada. Learn firearm skills from FrontSight's world-class instructors, led by FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza. Whether you're in law enforcement, the military, or a private citizen, after your first firearm training course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population, guaranteed. And now, you and your family can train at FrontSight free of charge. Yes, free. Go now to frontsight.com/radio to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course. Absolutely free with no catch. Enter FrontSight.com/radio. Act now before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. FrontSight, America's gun training destination.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you, and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call, and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. 800-825-6796. Again, that's 800-825-6796.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
In town. It's called Star Wars. Chucker, what can you tell us about this new movie? This is going to be a series? You think it'll be more than one? What do you think?
Might be popular, Doug.
Might be.
Well, you know, this day in movie history, 1977, Star Wars came out in theaters, and to say it was a game changer would be an understatement. Sure. But let's go. I want to do something today. Ready?
I'm ready.
This is the birth, I think, from my point of view, of the big summer popcorn film, or the winter popcorn film.
Yep.
First, you go back to 72, right? You had the disaster genre cycle. You had the Poseidon Adventure in 72, Towering Inferno in 74.
When did Jaws come out? When did Jaws
come out? I'm 75. I'm going to get to that. So people may not remember, but in 72 and 74, when movies like The Poseidon Adventure and The Towering Inferno and Earthquake played in theater, people waited around blocks on city lines to see those films. They were immensely popular. And then in 75, the landscape changed a little, and it certainly hurt the disaster genre when Jaws was released, because it was a different type of a event film, and it was a massive, massive hit. And then you had Star Wars in 77, which was a complete game changer and really altered the way movies would be produced in terms of special effects and storytelling and soap opera elements and all that stuff. And then a year later you had Superman, which started the very beginnings of what could be in the superhero craze, which now is really the forefront in feature films. 1980, I had Close Encounters of the Third Kind, which is a very different type of blockbuster. I don't know how that would play with today's fast-moving,
fabulous
short attention span audience.
Oh,
but
yes, a
fabulous movie.
Fabulous.
But yeah. Let me ask
you a question.
Go ahead.
Any
go
of
ahead.
Those movies that you've just mentioned, any of them, in your opinion, could make it being released on a small screen by Netflix or Amazon? Any of Jaws.
Well,
any of them with a big action sequences.
Here's the thing, and we spoke about this. If you take a high school kid now, right, and they get used to watching this stuff at home, and they don't go to theater, how are they going to know what the experience is like? Like I always said on this show, the best movie-going experience I ever had was in 93 when I took a ride down to the Ziegfeld in Manhattan and watched Jurassic Park with 1,150 people in a sold-out crowd. That was an electric experience that you had to be there to witness, right? So if you never witnessed it, if you never experienced it, and you only saw movies on a TV screen, how would you know the difference? So I agree with you 100%. You know, I've been on the show, and I used to go to Blockbuster. And then and Blockbuster
yeah, right.
ran away. And I remember when the innovation at Netflix, I came on the air and I said, you know what, I don't really understand this model. I don't think it'll work.
Yeah.
And boy, was I wrong, because they saw what streaming would become.
They'd send DVDs around. That's how they got started, was they rented movies from them. That's how they got started.
Right. Yeah. Tara Reid. They knew people would stream. They knew it. And they did. Yeah, and they have. And they will. So,
Tara Reid confirming she's in talks for the role of Carol Baskin. Opposite Nicolas Cage as Joe Exotic. What do you think of that?
I'm going to pass now if she's starring.
Really?
I mean, Nicolas Cage is... Yeah. That's one thing. But, yeah, adding Tara Reid in as Carol Baskin.
Yeah.
What's the point? Why would somebody go down that road, one would ask? Right?
Well, it was so popular on Netflix, I guess everyone... Well, yeah. Rob Lowe, I think, bought the rights to a different version of it, so he's going to be playing Joe Exotic in a movie. And then Kate McKinnon from SNL, she got in really early, like last October or so. She got in on some of the rights. So, there's a lot of interest, but we'll end up seeing who knows how many movies of all the same.
I still say one of Nicolas Cage, easily one of the strangest careers of all time. A really great talent. The guy's a tremendous, entertaining talent, but... for the last decade of his career, all he does is mostly movies that go straight to the Walmart.
So is he going
to
get eaten by the tiger? Does he get eaten?
No, Joe Exotic never got eaten. He's in jail, though, for 25 years.
He's good casting, though. He's good casting, no doubt.
There's a History Channel miniseries starting tonight about General Grant. It's called Lost Cause, Rewriting of Civil War History. That'll be very interesting.
Huh? Where will that air? Where will that air?
It's on, it's on the History Channel.
Oh, okay.
Leonardo DiCaprio produced it, and has some pretty good people that did a lot of famous writing. A team.
Normally I would come on and talk about the box office totals, but there are none. But real quick story: our local drive-in, about 40 minutes away, opened Friday night. And then they made an announcement on Saturday and said that they got the wrong information. They weren't supposed to open, so they had to close until this Friday.
Jeez. That's going to be a big thing this summer, man. Drive-in movies. Oof. That'd be very cool. All right, Chucker. Very cool job. Thank you.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.